Welcome to This Week in the Third Region, where we interview the athletes of the region to not only highlight their athletic ability, but also to show the region what great young men and women we have representing us. Let's join our host, Vic Evans, on your home for Third Region Sports 1027, The Game.
And what's up and welcome to This Week in the Third Region, where we interview the athletes all around the Third Region to get to know them a little better. I'm your host, Vic Evans, and we're going to waste no time and jump on our Green River Area Federal Credit Union hotline and get Muhlenberg County outfielder Eli DeBoer. Welcome to the show, Eli.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going great. You guys are coming off a big week where you swept McLean County, and that punched your ticket in that three-team district to the third region. And what a big week for you. I think it was, what, three hits in each game, a home run in one of them. I mean, a monster week for you.
Yeah, for sure. It's we're rolling right now. We're hot.
You know, so, this is a team that all year long. Yeah, you're sitting there at 22-6 all year long. You've been right at the, you know, in the top, either first or second, third, somewhere in the top three in our Owensboro Health top 10. What is it about this team that makes it such a special team, Eli?
We have like really good team bonding. Like every single, we have played together since 6U. We're all best friends. And we will play really well together.
You know, after last season, I'm always curious when I ask this. Last year, you guys lose a heartbreaker in the third region championship game. How long did it take you to kind of get by that team and get back to work? Did you have to take a couple days to kind of get over that, or was it immediately the next day back to work?
I'm still getting over it. It sucked. It was terrible. It sucked. I really wish we could have won that game and went to state, especially with Caden Ray. Since I reclassified and stayed back, he was my best friend since I was a senior with him. And so I really wish we won that game and got to experience that with the guys.
You know, Caden was the only one that you lost to the starters on that team, but that was a big leader that you guys lost. You know,
yeah,
how's it been different this year? Who's kind of stepped up and been more that vocal leader with the loss of our ESPN Owensboro Player of the Year last year in Caden Ray?
I mean, I like to, no, nothing cocky, but I'd like to say that I've taken a big part in it and the leadership aspect. And we got a couple younger guys such as Jace Medford and a couple younger sophomores that are really good influence on the team and always great positive energy.
You know, you talk about, you know, the offense is, you know, you guys are a very good offensive team, but this year the pitching staff has even taken another step forward. You know, Peyton Carey may be as unhittable as a pitcher there is in the region, right there in the front running with him and Noah Cook for our Cy Young Award winner.
Absolutely.
But then, you know, Briggins and Cartwright, now you got Summer Shelton back, healthy again, throwing again. Talk about this pitching staff a little bit and what they've done. You know, they've got a 1.39 ERA for the year. I mean, it's got to be a lot of fun. Does it get a little boring out there in the outfield playing behind them?
It does. Every single time, me and my outfielders, me and Dalton and Maddox Jernigan, when we're out there and Peyton's on the mound, we pretty much tell each other we can take a nap and we win the game.
You know, for a hitter like you, you know, you're hitting .451 this year. You know, right up there is one of our front runners for our ESPN Player of the Year. Last year, you were right there too. You know, is there a pitcher in the region that gives you a little more fits than other pitchers?
Not necessarily. It's really just how well I'm seeing the ball at night. I'm pretty confident with my swing and my approach, and as long as it goes well, I succeed pretty well.
And then just committed to Wabash, didn't you, here recently?
Yeah, just last week.
You know, I know Coach Biddle up there for a long time, coached with Coach Biddle at Brescia. What was it about Wabash that helped you make that decision that's where you wanted to spend the next couple of years?
Wabash, it almost feels like I'm at home with a small school, small town, and just an amazing baseball program. It's just awesome.
Yeah, it's one of the top JUCO programs in the country.
Yeah.
You know, finished runner-up last year at the JUCO World Series. As we're talking to Eli DeBoer, outfielder from McLean County, or Muhlenberg County. Sorry about that. I don't want to give you, you don't have to be mad at me on that one. Here on the Green River Area Federal Credit Union Hotline this week in the third region. You know, Eli, for years and years and years, you know, in the third region, when you thought about Muhlenberg County, it was a basketball school. But in the last 10 years, it's become a pretty dang good baseball school with some of the teams they put together, back-to-back regional tournament champions, then you were runner-ups last year. What is it about that that's kind of turned Muhlenberg maybe away from a little bit of basketball more into a baseball school?
We have a lot of kids that come out, and we have a really, really good coaching staff, and put us in a good line, and keeps us in line, and it's just awesome. We work really well with everybody.
You know, it seems like you've had a good line of really good coaches. Go back to Coach Carver, who really kind of got things started. Didn't win a regional title, but got there into the finals a couple times. I coached against him. He kind of laid the foundation of that program. And then Coach Rogels, who came in and won those back-to-back regional titles. And now with a Hall of Famer and Greg Shelton, who's only won like 750 games and a state title down at Franklin Simpson. I mean, it's a pretty good line of succession of coaches that have kind of added their stamp to the program each step along the way.
It's amazing with the opportunities that were provided.
What is it about Coach Shelton that makes him so special? I mean, you know, when people think, you know, he's the guy that's been doing this. I'll tell you how long he's been doing it. He was the head coach at Franklin Simpson when they beat us in 1991 and went on to win the state championship. So he's been at it a long time.
He's been at it a while, that's for sure. But the thing that's different with him is he really focuses on mental side of the game, and mental's 80% of the game. And it's a big part, and that's what he really focuses on and gets us in more prepared than anything.
Well, Yogi Berra would tell you that baseball is 90% mental and the other half is physical.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, growing up, was it always just baseball, or, you know, did you dabble in some basketball down there in Muhlenberg County?
I played some basketball and some soccer. Kept me in shape for soccer, and but it's always been baseball mainly.
Okay, always been baseball. I've got to ask you, do you give Peyton Carey, when you guys, like, you know, inter squad scrimmage before the season, did he own you, or did you own him at the hitting against him?
Oh, I wore him out.
Oh, did you? Okay, I'll have to make sure to ask Peyton about that.
Oh, yeah, he'll tell you.
He'll tell you, huh? What is it do you think this team needs to go going forward? I mean, you know, you're going to play, you're already in the district championship game with that three-team district. You'll play the winner of, you know, McLean and Ohio. But I know you guys have bigger fish that you want to fry other than just a district title. What do you think between now and when we get into tournament play, these last 2.5 weeks of the season, what do you see you guys having to keep getting better at, or some things you may need to improve on that maybe here lately have kind of slid a little bit for you guys to get the ultimate go, which is a trip to the Sweet 16 with the third region title?
It's just a few things, like just little mental errors on bases, or not being able to execute bunt. That's a big part, is not being able to execute the timely hit that we need whenever we need it. Whenever we faced Bowling Green, we had 10 runners left on, and we only had one run the entire game. So that's just another thing with the execution that we need to fix.
And you know, do you have a favorite park that you like hitting in? I mean, is it your own home ballpark, or is there a place you go that maybe you just see the ball a little better? I mean, you know, I know baseball guys, some of us are so superstitious, and we just feel like, you know, I knew whenever, you know, when I was playing, I could go to this ballpark, like, it's going to be a good day. For some reason, the ball looks like a beach ball here for me. Do you have a park that you like playing in that maybe you see it better?
Hancock County.
Do you? Really? That's an odd one.
Yeah, I love it. You can see it so well, and their field is a porch. So
yeah, that left field is a porch.
Yeah, it's awesome.
And just the opposite question, is there a feel that when you show up, you're just like, man, I just do not like this place?
Not necessarily, no.
Not at all? None one stands out worse than the other, huh?
No, I can hit wherever.
where does this hitting come from? Do you get it from your mom, or do you get it from your dad? You can be honest, they're not listening.
Dad, for sure.
All right.
Yeah, but I spend quite a bit of time by myself and just working on it my own.
Well, that's the thing I think a lot of people don't realize. That, you know, baseball is such a game of repetition that there are times where, you get a net and you get a tee and you're just looking for a feeling. And sometimes you may be there an hour and a half, 2 hours by yourself, just banging a ball into a netting, just looking for a certain feeling of the swing.
Absolutely. It's just consistency. If you're consistent, you're going to be consistent in the game. If you practice like you're in a game, you play like you're in a game.
As we're talking to outfielder from Muhlenberg County, Eli DeBoer, rose onto the seas, onto the region last year as kind of an unknown, hitting well over 400 last year, carrying on, hitting 456. He's right up there. He was my pick for the preseason ESPN Player of the Year. He's made me look good because he's right there in the hunt for that. You know, and I know you're not a big awards guy, but, you know, four awards out there where you see where you get, you know, the all-region team is voted on by the coaches. We have our ESPN Owensville team. You were on the first team last year as a junior. Do you kind of keep your eye on that and kind of watch for those type of awards?
Nah, I don't even worry about who plays on their team. I just played the game.
So you're not a guy that gets on and looks up other guys' stats and kind of compares them to yours? Are you not a big stat guy or a numbers guy?
Nah, not at all. As long as we win That's all I care about.
There's nothing wrong about that. If I had to ask you, who's the big clown on the team that keeps everybody loose, even in tight situations, will crack a joke and just kind of lighten the mood? Who's that guy on your team?
Luke Harden.
Luke Harden, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Was he like that during basketball, too?
Yep. And it sure was.
And who's the guy on the team, if you had a big history test tomorrow that you had to pass to be able to play for the rest of the year, who's the guy on the team that you're asking to help you study?
Maddox Brennan.
Right, that's not bad. That's not a bad one. All right. And the last question I got for your teammates, who's the biggest ladies man on the whole team?
I hate to say it, but probably me.
Oh, really? I like that. It's a little confidence builder. That's a little confidence builder. You know, we talk about baseball guys being superstitious. Do you have any big superstitions of whether, like, you know, like Wade Boggs, you eat chicken before every game, or do you do the same thing, you go to bat? What kind of superstitions do you have in this game?
Nah, nothing. I just make sure to wear sleeves while I play. Make sure to wear long sleeves. I play better whenever I'm hot and sweating.
So no matter the weather, you wear sleeves?
No matter the weather.
Oh, I kind of like it. Well, Eli, thank you so much for taking a little time with us here on This Week in the Third Region, helping us get to know you a little better, and good luck coming up in the rest of the regular season in district play and in the regional tournament.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
That's Eli DeVore, outfielder from Muhlenberg County. Join us here on This Week in the Third Region. Make sure you follow us, the 1027 The Game social media, as we put these interviews out with athletes from all over the region twice, actually four times a week, two male, two female athletes. And we'll see you next time here on This Week in the Third Region.
You have been listening to This Week in the Third Region here on ESPN Oldsboro. This has been a broadcast service of Cromwell Media. Check back soon as we interview more athletes of the region right here on your home for Third Region Sports, 1027 The Game.